Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Thursday edition. Happy Thursday, heading to the new year. Hard to believe that's upon us. Kevin Flynn, Chris Larson in for Scott Henin today and tomorrow. Scotty's back on Monday from the winter break. So we head into the new year. New Year's resolutions, do you make them? If you make them, do you keep them? I don't know. I'm kind of at the... I have got a bit of a fitness resolution. I want to get a little bit in better shape. I don't know what that'll as far as weight goes, but I'd like to just be, you know, stronger, a little better shape. But I always have that one, and usually we'll see if it lasts. It's that time of year. We're getting ready for it. Lots going on the show today. We're going to be talking to John Hinterrocker coming up in just a bit, Center of the American Experiment, CAE, doing great work in North Dakota and in Minnesota. And I'll talk to him, obviously, about when it comes to, they're kind of watchdogs on tax dollars and things. Minnesota, Tim Walz and the administration down in St. Paul sitting on $17 billion, and John and the organization have got us all saying, hey, give it back. Give some of it back. You know, keep 5, give 12 back. No, nothing. So I want to ask him about that, see what they're doing in North Dakota. And obviously they're promoting oil and gas production in North Dakota. Our main man, Jim the Flagpole Guy, checks in with a little patriotic, his message of patriotism as he does. And then after the, about an hour from now, top of next hour, Jonathan Thompson joins us. Jonathan is with the, let's just say sheriffs. National sheriffs. The sheriffs nationally, including our own and this, you know, all over the states, every county, every state in the country now is dealing with fentanyl and dealing with what's going on at the southern border. And Jonathan's kind of the main man. Is that the best way to put that, Chris?
Yeah, he's one of them. Executive director of the National Sheriffs Association. He's the CEO of that organization.
There you go. Open phones in between, and texts and emails always welcome. That's what we're about. So if you want to dial in 701-271-1100, weigh in on whatever is on your mind. That's why we call it that. Or you can shoot a text, 701-237-1590. The email is studio@flagfamily.com. studio@flagfamily.com. Oh, let's see here. Got a couple of texts in. Let's see. Meanwhile, in the Caribbean, yeah, Joe Biden has got his toes in the sand. Actually, it's more like his head in the sand. Not really that he's in charge of anything. But you're seeing very little footage. Have you seen much on this, Chris? Much of the coverage of the president's vacation?
No, it's almost like... no cameras were taken down there.
I'm just kind of curious about that. You know, full transparency and everything. Why would you shut that out?
Meanwhile,
asking for a
Hunter?
Friend. Well, Hunter's with him. I thought that's isn't Hunter with him? I think he's got the whole family down there. Hold on, I'm just seeing here. Joe Biden in St. Croix. What comes up? Any sort of images? Not really. Nope, St. Thomas when he was there years ago. They've got a picture of the villa that he's staying at. By the way, all this time down there, I'm sure he's working. I'm sure he's busy. I'm sure he's, hey, you know, doing the Zoom. Getting things done, Ian Buttigieg solving that airline problem. I'm sure that's all that's going on. Working hard. But you're paying for that. Good with that?
Yes, we are, and no, I'm not.
Paying for that.
For him to be on vacation.
Yeah, and when you... just think what it costs to fly Air Force One. Okay? The president's transportation. You know, just to fly the thing to Delaware to go to the beach is $177,000 an hour. That's just to run the jet. Okay? $177K an hour. Not talking about all the logistics that go into moving that guy. The guy that has that office. Okay? Support staff, security, vehicles, all of it. I mean, you're paying for that. Still, what's your opinion on that? Thoughts on that? 701-271-1100. What else are we talking about? Airline delays, travel delays. This is all on Southwest Airlines. This is just bad business. And bad business caught up with them. Everybody else had the updated systems. Everybody else had their scheduling software done. Everybody else had their ground crews and their gate crews and all of those things figured out. Southwest did not. And you put into two other factors, bad weather on a holiday and full epic fail. There's people sleeping everywhere. Peter Ducey from Fox filed a report about it.
The airlines are already one of the most regulated industries in the country. So there are these new questions about why it is the feds are being so reactive to the Southwest meltdown and why they weren't more proactive. So the numbers just are not getting much better. Another 2,300 Southwest flights straight up canceled. That just did not happen. And Southwest is apologetic, but it's unclear this morning how much a contrite tweet is providing comfort to someone who is sleeping on the floor of an airport.
Like this person.
It's actually the first time that I've spent Christmas with my brother in 5-6 years, Christmas Day. So we're trying to stay thankful, but it has been hard.
It was hard-pressed to find a place to kind of be able to relax, you know, lay down, stretch out.
It always is.
We were told that basically keep track of all our receipts for our hotel, for the toiletries we had to buy, for our Uber to and from the hotel.
Right after Christmas and taking a week-long vacation, not really in the cards to spend $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. Everything else has to be out of pocket. So if we want the car, we have to pay out of pocket for that. Food, out of pocket. It was shocking. Like, January 2nd seems like a long time away.
Yeah. So they'll cover, you know, if you're in a city, if you can get a hotel room where you're stranded, they'll cover that. They might, you know, here and there, there's vouchers. And I'm sure Southwest will make good on all of that. But, you know, here comes Pete Buttigieg to save the day when they're... Am I wrong, Chris? I just think this is way blown out of other than this is an epic fail by Southwest Airlines. They made a big part of the thing in Chicago was this. And we had Sean Doberstein on. I had a couple of friends that work in the airline industry that called in as well. When Southwest expanded their routes out of the Southwest, because they used to be basically hubbed in Phoenix, and they worked out of Phoenix and Vegas, and they covered the Southwest. That was it. But they expanded. They went into Chicago. They went into Chicago pretty early. But they didn't go into O'Hare. They went into Midway. And Midway doesn't have the same facilities and the upgrades of all the things you need this time of year with weather like that to handle it. So, you know, staffing needs, routing, all of that crashed. And there's, you just can't get into a, you know, 737, say, all right, what do we do to take off here? And it's a massive effort to get a plane in the air, and we're talking thousands of them going back and forth. So I don't these just worried about. I mean, just pray for these folks that are dealing with it. Learn from this. Learn from it.
But Southwest Airlines has now announced that all customers traveling through January 2nd of 2023 are now able to rebook in the original class of service or travel standby within 30 days of the original date of travel between the original city pairs in accordance with their accommodation procedures without paying additional charges. Well, gee, thanks, Southwest, but what about the money I've spent on a hotel because you guys epically failed?
What if we run into bad weather again? You good there? You got everything, got all that solved? I mean, it's, you know, I'm at this point, if I'm traveling Southwest, I'm looking for a refund. Give me my money back. I'm figuring out a way to get home if I'm stranded, and that's it. And maybe they can come back from this. I don't know. When you strand that many people, I mean, we're to thousands and thousands of people. So, and those are people that fly your airline, your customers. So you better go a lot farther than that. I would, you know, anybody that's stranded, free travel for a year. Oh, wait, we can't do that either. No, the pilots of the planes. You know, so I don't know how you come back from this one. That's a tough one. But I would imagine first things first is you got to find a way to get the systems upgraded to where you need to get on the field in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Weigh in, 701-271-1100. What is on your mind? We talk about the storm coming, New Year's Eve. Got any resolutions? Shoot it in. Let's go. 701-271-1100 or text us, 701-237-1590. It's What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with IRE Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IREINS.com.
You're protected and appreciated at IRE.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Thursday, heading to the New Year edition. 701-271-1100 if you want to reach out. Text 701-237-1590. Text and emails coming in. Studio at flagfamily.com would be your email address for that one. Hey, we're coming to you from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.org. Read about the fine work they are doing Also brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, which is home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You want to get it to go? No problem. The thing is, when they say home cooking, that's scratch cooking, okay? Nothing processed. They make it right there every day. And before I get into the specials, I always give a shout-out for this 4-for-4 deal. Talk about an inflation buster. That's the pan pizza, 20-ounce pop. Couple of cookies, $4 all day, every day. If you want to hit lunch today, Valley City's got pulled pork or the French dip off 94 at Valley City there, exit 292. Harwood's got chicken pot pie. West Main Avenue, their orange chicken or the Southwest chicken bowl, which is delicious. 12th Avenue, lasagna and garlic bread. NP Avenue's got meatloaf. Doing stuffed peppers in Glendon. Ooh, that's my stop. Sloppy Joe's in Newland and meatloaf on 45th. Hey, get you covered. PetroServeUSA.com. And they're hiring most locations for a lot of different positions. Looking for a change. PetroServeUSA to find out more. We got a link in about Biden. I was doing a little research on, because Chris and I were talking in the breaks earlier in the show and this morning about, you know, if most every president goes on vacation, there's always video and pictures of them. Obama golfing in Hawaii. Remember Trump golfing in Florida. Trump in the golf cart driving around the course here or there where he was playing. There is nothing that I can find. Chris, can you find anything, photos or otherwise, of Biden in St. Croix over the holiday here? Any paparazzi?
And I even get updates, you know, through White House press corps mailing list. I have not seen anything as far as pictures from them. They're keeping things hush hush.
They are the St. Croix vacation home that Biden is staying in, and they note that he's staying there for free. Okay. They're getting out of the blizzard of the century while Buffalo gets buried in snow. The country deals with all of it. It's a beachfront property. It's owned by a billionaire Democrat donor, software mogul with a basketball stadium named after him. It's going to be, and it's according to the Daily Mail, villa owned by this guy. Let's see, where's the? And he got a nice invite to a couple of dinners. Let's see here, Bill and Connie Neville would be the president, the first lady, Jill, daughter, Ashley. Her husband, Howard, is there with the grandkids. Natalie and Hunter Jr. are staying at they're all staying at the St. Croix home of Bill and Connie Neville. The Nevilles made their fortune in software. Among 300 people invited to a Biden state dinner with Emmanuel Macron. So a little something for you. I'll tell you what. You invite us to the state dinner in France. I'm a software guy. We set that up. You can have the house in St. Croix for the week. A couple weeks. You take however you want. It's a nice pad. Secure. Right on the beach. So that I'm sure they're doing everything they can to keep any sort of photographs or video shot of anything they're doing down there. It's amazing to me that there's nothing. There's nothing anywhere about pictures of him. They've literally shut down. Has KJP made an appearance at all during all anything going on? And have you seen Chris? I haven't seen anything.
I don't even think she went with.
I mean, there's just, you'd think you'd see some pictures and some video, but no. And someone did bring up a point. Boy, if you were going to go down and hang out off the radar where people kind of out of sight, you know, out of earshot and everything, maybe you'd do it in the Virgin Islands. Maybe you'd do it at a place like that. Coming and going, who knows? Really don't have an accounting of anything. Who knows who's there? Maybe, big guys hanging out with some friends from here and there over the career.
Our texters, though, they know no about. They have so much wisdom. Texter says the reason why they don't have any pictures of Biden on vacation is because he's really not really our president. Think about it. Otherwise, they would have a lot of coverage of the president.
Yeah. Another texter says, I feel bad for good Secret Service agents that don't have a choice. Look at Bongino. Or, yeah. Exactly, Dan Bongino. How much security and Secret Service is the island getting for the, are these guys getting on their tan? I'm sure. It's beautiful down there. I'm sure it's security detail, but you can wear shorts. I'm sure some of them are, but most of them are probably in suits. The elitist bunch are out of touch with Kevin and Chris. Well, thank you. They don't understand 40 below and struggling to pay bills. There's a lot of people that don't get that. They live in bubbles. They live in the St. Paul's of the world and the DC's of the world. They don't get out in the real world. Oh, let's see here. A couple of things about, we were talking earlier on the local edition about Fargo has a proposal going before the liquor board to set up basically a self-serve liquor establishment at West Acres in Fargo. And it would be like a craft beer thing. Pay at a kiosk, I suppose, or pour your own kind of thing. Texter says, I did partake in a few ounces at a self-serve liquor establishment up in Williston. It was actually pretty simple. You check in, provide an ID, credit card to the hostess. She gave me a fab greeter and a mug. They had multiple craft beers where you wave the fob. Wave the fob by the tap you want. Pull the level to your desired level. I believe I returned my fob. And I give you your ID back after you pay. That's somewhat pricey. You pay by the ounce. Besides the hostess, there was only two other people there, changing kegs and serving appetizers. You know, the thing is, that's not a problem if you're good at self-regulating yourself. But the whole thing about server training, and it goes back to liability. If I own that place and you're allowed to serve yourself and you overserve yourself and you go out and crash a car and kill somebody, how can you not come back to where you got the stuff, where you were enabled to do that? That's what liquor liability is. Minnesota has a thing called dram shop. It's the same deal. Grab line one. Hi, who's this? What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think he's on Priestine's old island. It's just nobody knows it, you know what I'm saying?
One more time, what island?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, there you go. Maybe he's there. No, he didn't have to go to Epstein's. Epstein's Island, I think, got sold or confiscated or I don't know what. But why would you have to go to Epstein's Island when you can go to this guy, this billionaire donor's compound on the beach and just hang out there?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is about Epstein's Island, whatever happened to it. But anyway, I'm out of here at the end of the day, well, at noon. So Happy New Year. And my resolution, I think, this year is going to be I'm going to try to make it to Mass at least 3 out of 4 weeks. I'm going to say 3 out of 4 because you got planting, harvest, things come up.
Yeah, that's a great.
Three out of 4 weeks per year.
That's a great resolution.
Every week, it'll be a failure.
Yeah, and, I'm with you. I got to get back to church more, too. We get so busy. But our house is a church, we always say.
You know, I'm not going to do the confession thing, so I won't make it to Mass.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. More flight cancellations today in the USA, most from the carrier Southwest Air to the tune of 2,400 on Thursday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's telling Southwest Air to take care of the people that were left hanging by his airline.
When you're in the situation and the airline is responsible, which is clearly the case right now, then you can get those kinds of vouchers for hotels, restaurants. But what I talked about with the Southwest CEO is that a passenger shouldn't have to request that. They need to be proactively offering that. He pledged that they would.
The city of Jackson, Mississippi continues to struggle with their water infrastructure. Low water pressure throughout the city is the result of a hard freeze that left broken pipes throughout the water system. The city remains under a local state of emergency. The United States will require travelers from China to submit to a negative COVID test beginning January 5th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Boy, ready for the new year. Resolution in. Good one. Get to mass, get to service more often. And I'll do that a little more, that's for sure. Oh, man. A couple of text emails. And John Hinterrocker from the Center of the American Experiment in a minute here. Text us, 701-237-1590. We talked about this self-serve alcohol deal they're proposing in Fargo. That we had early on the local show in Fargo. Pauly Subs in Rapid City texter says, tried this a few years back. Log in with a credit card and can pick up and swipe and pay as you go for craft beer selections. Expensive concept. Didn't last long. They're no longer doing it. I don't know. I just can't get by the liability of that. So, let's see. Joe, it's too early. Joe isn't up yet. That's probably true. You know, he's on vacation. Working hard for the American people. This president is doing the work, doing the hard work. Isn't that what KJB says? The FOB will shut you down after a three-beer equivalent. Oh, that makes sense. It just cuts you off automatically. It won't let you pour. Is that? Oh, okay. I need to learn more about this. Yeah, I would say that you've got to have some sort of control on it. Oh, let's see here. Hey, guys, the middle class is being crushed by rising prices, falling wages, declining security. Middle class is being crushed by those. And then we go from everything from health care to education to food to transportation costs to daycare to taxes, etc. Until enough Americans realize how they are the victims of the tyranny of greed of politicians, nothing will happen. And on that note, let's bring in the man that fights that every day. John Hinterrocker, Center of the American Experiment. John, how are you, my friend?
Hey, doing great. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you again. What's going on in the Center of the American Experiment's think tank? Let's start in North Dakota.
Well, we got a ton of stuff going on in North Dakota, as you know. We are carrying out right now a big campaign to support North Dakota's oil and gas industry. You know, the petroleum industries are constantly under attack, and for whatever reason, they've been kind of reluctant to defend themselves. And so I think it's vitally important that somebody stick up for oil and gas and remind people of their enormous, enormous contributions to the state of North Dakota and to its economy. So we've got billboards up, we've got ads on the radio, we've got people signing petitions, you know, and basically just to remind people of the value of that industry to the state. The legislative session is about to begin in North Dakota, and so we've been working behind the scenes with some legislators pointing out areas where we think that North Dakota's laws could be improved. So So, for example, North Dakota has got pretty good tax laws. Certainly, if you compare them to Minnesota's taxes, they're
really good.
But they're not perfect. You know, they could be improved. And so one of our economists has put together two proposals to improve North Dakota's tax code by eliminating some needless complications in the corporate tax system and by eliminating the marriage penalty in the personal income tax system. So we're working behind the scenes. We're working out front with the public, putting up billboards, putting up radio ads. And in the new year, we are planning a huge campaign. It's not going to be limited to North Dakota. It's going to cover other states. It's going to be regional and perhaps national, but it's going to be a pro-agriculture campaign. Everybody knows that the left is out to get the petroleum industry. We know that because they say so over and over again. Joe Biden says the drilling is going to stop, right? But a lot of people don't understand that the left is also out to destroy, in effect, modern agriculture. They don't like fertilizers, which are the foundation of agriculture. And they don't like animal husbandry. You know, it starts in California. Gotta have free range pigs if you want to sell bacon in California. But don't think, that they don't have states like North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa and Wisconsin in their sights. They do. And so sticking up for and informing for agriculture and informing people about what the left has in store for us is going to be another major effort in 2023.
I think the we just had Lynn Helms on yesterday. I know you know Lynn, with the Mineral Resources Director in North Dakota. And boy, I look at some of the numbers. Speaking of oil and gas, and some of the ones that strike me. You know, they permitted in September, they permitted 65 wells, October 77, November 86, down from an all-time high just 10 years ago of 370. And then they get into the rig counts and where they are now. And when you look at all the production numbers and everything, and then the lease sales is what really rang out to me, John. You mentioned that normally they would have 8 lease sales in a year. They've had 1. And the one they had was challenged by some Earth First, you know, coalition to block anything that they could do with the one lease sale that they did have. And it took years to get, and he talked about getting workforce, literally getting the well in the ground. Biden shut it down with literally a stroke of the pen, a couple of pen strokes, and that was it. So getting this back up is going to be a long, lengthy process.
That's really true. And the thing about all these projects, it's oil and gas, it's also true in mining. You've got to look at both the state level and the federal level because the left wants to block all progress. I mean, let's be clear about that. They don't want to see another mine ever develop. They don't want to see another oil well ever developed, and they'll do everything they can to stop it. We see that in Minnesota with mining. You see that in North Dakota with oil and gas. And they work at both levels. So if they can block projects at the state level, they'll do that. If you overcome them at the state level, well, then they'll rely on Joe Biden and his administration to block them at the federal level. And so you gotta go two for two. You know, you gotta have control at both of those levels with people who want progress for the American people and want prosperity for the American people. And right now, we don't have that.
John,
this is sad.
John, the Star Tribune recently put out their top 5 political stories from the state of Minnesota from 2022, but there were some very interesting omissions from that list of political stories.
Yeah, their list is basically a victory lap for the DFL. They've got a couple of them about this wonderful, wonderful surplus that keeps getting bigger. No suggestion that it might be because our taxes are too high or because of the inflation where the federal government poured out trillions of dollars and some of that is now sloshed into the state government coffers. They've got one in there about Roe versus Wade, but yet being overturned, and yet there's even more abortion in Minnesota than before. They've got one about the Democrats winning the midterm election. Well, there are some things that are notably missing from the list of top 2022 stories, like, for example, the Feeding Our Future fraud. Over $250 million in just blatant, brazen fraud walked out the door under the nose of Minnesota's Department of Education. And of course, if you rely on the Star Tribune, that would not have been one of the top stories because they didn't mention it anymore, but they absolutely had to.
Unbelievable.
And here it is, you know, missing from their list of top stories. And by the way, Tim Walz has said in, you know, sort of a grudging acknowledgement of the scandal that he thinks they need to have a new position in the Department of Education, somebody to be watching out, you know, for fraud, kind of, you know, someone to take care of that.
Right.
More millions aren't walking out the door, hundreds of millions. And so how many employees do you think they already have in the Minnesota Department of Education?
Oh, I can't. What, do you know the number? I can't imagine. What is it?
No, I don't know, but thousands,
yeah,
thousands,
yeah,
of employees.
Oh, apparently, it's massive.
Apparently there's not a single one of those thousands of employees whose job it is to make sure that they aren't being taken advantage of to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. Apparently, this is a new idea.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so the other stories that you don't see in the Star Tribune's list of top political stories of 2022, there's nothing there about crime. Crime was the number one political issue in the state in 2022, at least a lot of us thought it was. But there's nothing there about the spike in serious, you know, Minnesota's now above average, above the national average in serious crime, according to the FBI data, for the first time in our state's history, notably absent from the list of major news stories. But again, if you rely on the Star Tribune, you probably wouldn't really know about that news story because they do their best to sweep it under the rug.
I'll tell you right now, if you're going to go downtown for any reason, downtown Minneapolis, do it in a rental car because your chances are 500% more than a year and a half ago to get carjacked. So, you know, there's that.
You know, we had this murder at the Mall of America in the Nordstrom store there. I was in that store 3 hours before the murder took place, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, buying a present for Christmas present for my wife. So one of the they caught the guys that were five guys the next morning. They didn't catch them all, but they caught five of them next. I take it this is gang violence, you know. So they arrested them. Apparently, they're all together somewhere in St. Louis Park. But what one of them, it turns out, was under court supervision at the time of the murder. He'd been caught driving a car that had been violently carjacked. Guy put a gun up against a woman's head, forced her out of the car, stole the car. A few days later, he's still driving around in the carjacked vehicle, right? So a state patrolman sees the license plate, chases him. The guy drives over 90 miles an hour, fleeing the police. Finally, somebody, an officer, shoots something that deflates his tires. He continues to flee on his deflated tires. When he can't go any farther, he actually runs into some kind of a barrier. He switches places with somebody else in the car to make it look like he wasn't driving, okay? And so this guy, he gets processed through the Minnesota criminal court system, and the only punishment inflicted on him is restitution in the amount of $500 to cover the deductible in the car owner's car insurance. Of the $500, he doesn't pay a nickel. And a few days after that, lo and behold, he's involved in a murder at the Mall of America. And, you know,
happy Hunger Games! And may the odds be ever in your favor.
I echo that every afternoon at 6, I believe, downtown Minneapolis. Want to go down there. It is unbelievable, man. But don't pay attention to any of that. It's like that, you know, they want you to think abortion and the climate change and, you know, LGBTQ pride centers are more important than the border and crime and inflation and the rest of it. It's the continued nonsense. Do you think Walz is going to give any of that $17 billion back? I mean, if he could give back some, would be great.
Sure, of course. No, of course. I mean, these people aren't stupid. You know, they'll nip off a little bit of it. And they'll send it out not to taxpayers, but to everybody, you know, whether you paid the taxes or not. And they'll call it Walz checks, and they'll pat themselves on the back and say, hey, we enacted a tax cut. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. About $6 billion of this surplus is structural, which means that our tax rates are simply too high, even to cover the extravagant, wasteful spending that we've got. That $6 billion, at a bare minimum, should be returned to the taxpayers in the form of permanent tax cuts. Now, there's another $11 billion that's there on a one-time basis. That is a windfall. It's the result of the trillions of dollars in funny money that the federal government printed during COVID.
Yeah.
That's why we have inflation. That's the cause.
That's it. That's it. I mean, you can't go any further than that. That's it. Nothing else matters. It's... proven. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. We'll chat again soon.
Great to be with you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Main man, doing great work. What's on your mind?
Raymond Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of a hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. He's getting ready to ring in 2023 Saturday night. Whatever your plans are, make sure you have a driver if you're going to be venturing out. A little music trivia today. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee and his former wife Pamela Anderson Lee. Their son, Dylan Jagger Lee, born on this date in 1997. So it's Tommy and Pam's son's birthday today. I wonder what he does. Dylan Jagger Lee. There you go. Motley Crue coming with the Fargo Dome. It'll be August 11th with Def Leppard and Alice Cooper. And Alice Cooper still has a key to the city of Alice, North Dakota. Did you know that? He I don't think he pays for a meal or a drink when he goes to Alice. I don't know that he's been there a lot, but I know he has a key to the city. So there you go. It's going to be happening on the 11th of August. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Text in 701-237-1590. Craig in Moorhead called, but I lost you. Craig, call back. We got a little time. Text in, wonder if Biden is getting experimental dementia treatment while in St. Croix. Thus, no press coverage. Could be anything.
That's literally, a very good possibility.
Could be anything. It meaning getting the Adderall adjusted? I don't know. Maybe the media is trying to hide Biden's deteriorating mental condition from the nation in the warmer climate as some kind of therapy for him. Like hot springs were for Franklin Roosevelt. Seems strange. He needs the whole week off, though. Well, he's got a lot of recoup, a lot of resting to do. Obama is vacationing in Oahu on his $8.7 million ranch mansion that he built under protest of Native Hawaiians and environmentalists. Hard to imagine from Mr. Climate Change. Isn't that the truth? Oh, let's see. A couple more texts in. The justice system in every state is abysmal. Money and budgets are the main focus. So true. Some states clearly better than others. And that's why they're attracting the populations they're attracting. Look at Florida. I know you have a representative of the sheriff union coming on. Kevin, you said you would go to the border. Sheriffs have a lot of power. I've not been to the border. Scott has been to the border. I would gladly go to the border. I've been to the border under different circumstances in different times, but not under all this nonsense. And I don't know that I want to go anytime soon. I mean, I spent a lot of time in Texas. I've been in Juarez. I've been in Nuevo Laredo. I've been out in Matamoros, which is across from Brownsville, way down south of McAllen. I mean, we used to go to Mexico all the time. No big deal. Going over and coming back, and there was no big deal there either. But there was, you know, checkpoints and people patrolling it. All right, we got Jim the Flagpole Guy. I'm going to connect here in just a second. Get a call here. Hi, what's on your mind? Who's this?
Hi, this is Craig.
Hey, buddy, thanks for calling back. What's up?
Okay, I urge everybody from the city of Fargo or who cares about the city of Fargo to go to their YouTube channel, City of Fargo YouTube. Every meeting, commission meeting, liquor control meeting, human rights board, everything is on there. You can scroll through and see what they're up to. They're looking as far as this thing you're talking about at West Acres.
Yeah,
it's going to be confined to a little area. They only get so much. You got to give them a credit card. It's going to be overpriced beer. But if you're at the mall waiting for somebody,
Mama to finish shopping, place, yeah,
yeah. But it's not going to be the place to go to get.
Okay, got
it. Even if you wanted to. But yep. Watch the city commission meetings, guys, everybody. It's interesting as hell.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
See ya.
Happy New Year. Yeah, definitely on the YouTube channel. And, yeah, if you're a Fargo resident, you should definitely be, wherever you live, be watching and keeping track of what the school board, the city commission, county commissioners are doing. And they all, seems now, they all stream. So that's good. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here out getting it done. How are you, my friend? How's the new shop coming together in Mandan? You guys all settled in now?
Well, we sure are, Kevin. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to everybody. We love our new shop.
Right back at you, man. I was going to say, I was thinking about maybe if I'm ever in Mandan, I'll just roll over that little upstairs area you got there. We need to get a fold-out or something up there where we're stranded in Mandan hanging out.
We've already got that. We've got a
nice
sofa up there, a love seat. We got a table and chairs. We have a TV up there now. And, you know, just anybody, any entrepreneur out there that needs a conference room, just let me know. You can come up and have that space for a time if you want to have a meeting. It's ours to share.
There you go.
Everything I have is to share.
How's your end of year going? Looking forward to the new year. I know you're super busy all the time.
Yeah. We are. We're looking forward to what God has for us this next year, Kevin. You know, we're finally in a place after 6 years. I'm finally in a place where I feel totally stable. As a matter of fact, we have wonderful employees now, and we're getting situated to have big things in the news here pretty soon, and lots of announcements, and you know, just how comforting that is, not having that weight over me all the time. I've fallen short so many times, and this is just given us an opportunity that we'll be able to be better for the public and be better for humanity, you know. We're living in quite a toxic time in our country right now. And, you know, we all need each other, and we need to build each other up and strengthen each other, Kevin. And I just have the best clientele in the world, and I'm so thankful that they call or they text and support or email me, send me pictures of their flagpole with the snow-covered trees and everything.
Yeah, I love it.
So happy.
Well, I love it. You go to the website. If you go to usflagpoleguy.com, there's all kinds of great things about supporting veterans. Read about Jim and what he does, and veteran-owned, of course, and always thank you for your service, brother. And if you want to get on his calendar, and you want to get something done in your yard that's awesome, and that's going to last, it's going to be quality, go to usflagpoleguy.com, or call Jim, and then all the information's right on the website. My man, have a happy new year. We'll talk next year.
God bless you, Kevin. God bless America.
God bless you, brother.
America's kids are our kids, and they're at risk. Parents are being told they should have no control over their kids' education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender or to have an abortion. Now Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the real dangers to our kids. Rob Schmidt exposes the dangers of the woke agenda to our children and what the big media isn't telling you. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his special Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked by what you learn. Plus, watch Newsmax for Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, and more for the real news you need to know. It's the hottest cable news channel on all major cable systems. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. I watch Newsmax all the time. So this holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt tonight. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.